Today is Monday, the 3rd of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, now, you probably, if you're at school, have started writing exams. I know some people may have started last week, but now is exam season. Whenever it's November, what I think in my head is exams, exams, exams. And along with exams, we might be thinking, stress, stress, stress. Because exams can make some of us very, very stressed. So today, what I want us to do is think a little bit about how do we calm ourselves down so that we can do the very best in our exams. Now, some of you may say to me, I need to take coffee or drugs or something to do well in my exams. That's not helpful, guys. It's much more helpful that you're taking some time to relax, that you're getting enough sleep. I have watched people come into exam rooms and they're so tired because they studied till 3 o'clock in the morning and now they can't keep their eyes open. They just want to go to sleep. And that does not lead to them doing well in the exam. The night before an exam, you should always get a good night's sleep. You should do a little bit of exercise during the exam period to help you deal with stress. If your sports, sometimes sports stop happening, and that's probably a good thing, but you should still kick a ball around a bit for 20 minutes every day or do a yoga class. You can find them online. They're very stress-relieving. Or you could pray. So as we are Radio Veritas and not Radio Sports, I'm going to give you a suggestion for a relaxing form of prayer. We're going to do a guided body imaginative prayer now. I want you to sit comfortably, close your eyes. First, I want you to take a nice deep breath in. Breathe in deeply, and then gently breathe out. And again, breathe in deeply, and gently breathe out. And breathe in nice and deeply. And breathe out. If you are lying down, you might find this easy to do, but if you're sitting, you can also do it. I want you to stretch your legs out. Stretch them as much as you can stretch them and point your toes. Make a beautiful point as though you were a ballet dancer. Maybe you are a ballet dancer. Point your toes so you feel the stretch over the top of your feet and all the way over the top of your legs. And take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, relax your foot and push your heel away from you and flex your toes towards your nose. And if you're stretching your legs and pushing your heels away from you and flexing your toes towards your nose, you will feel a little stretch along the back of your legs. On the underneath side of your calf muscles. Again, take a nice deep breath in and breathe out. Next, I want you to think about how you're sitting or lying down. Is my spine straight? Notice your spine. You may need to wriggle a little bit, get it nice and straight. Then I want you to imagine pushing your spine back into the chair or onto the floor. So you're flattening your spine as much as you're able to. I'm just going to hold that position for a few moments. It can feel a bit uncomfortable, but go with it. Come up the spine to the mid-spine, to the upper spine. If you roll your shoulders towards each other, almost as if you're giving yourself a hug, you will flatten your spine some more. Tuck your chin in so that you're straightening your neck muscles. Deep breath in, and as you breathe out, let your spine return to its natural curvature. Now I want you to stretch your arms above your head, unless you're driving in the car, then you shouldn't do this. Stretch your arms up above your head, spread your fingers as wide as they will go. If you're driving in the car, just put your hands on your lap and stretch your fingers as wide as they will go. Feel that stretch in your fingers. Hold it, and then shake it out. Shake your arms, shake your hands, and let your hands come to sit quietly on your lap or beside you. Let's think about our shoulders. I want you to roll your shoulders. Roll them round. Can you feel any tension in your shoulders as you roll them? Roll them in one direction and then roll them in the other direction. You can hear our shoulders in the studio clicking as we do this. We're doing it with you. Roll your shoulders. That's nice. Deep breath in. And breathe out. Now we're going to think about our necks. Our necks can get really sore from all this work that we're doing because we're putting our head down to read, to study, whatever. I want you to drop your head so that your chin is on your chest. And then I want you to roll your head slowly to the right. Feel that little stretch as you look over your shoulder. And then roll your head slowly to the left. Feel that little stretch as you look over your shoulder. And roll your head back to the right. Little stretch as you look over your shoulder. And roll your head back to the left. Little stretch as you look over your shoulder. Then let your head come back to center. Now I want us to think about our heads. There are some tiny little muscles that run over the top of your head under your hair. And under your skin, of course. If you frown, if you really pull your eyebrows together, you can feel those little muscles working. I want you to just stress them for a moment by frowning. Feel them working. Then take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, let your face relax. Let the top of your head relax. In this relaxed space, I want you to remember one line of scripture. Jesus says to us, "Do not be afraid. I am with you always." Listen to that line again. "Do not be afraid," says Jesus. "I am with you always." Let's pray. Lord, as we enter into this exam time, we ask for your help. Help us not to be anxious, not to be afraid, but to work hard, to focus and study with your grace. Amen.